For many of us, the Torres Strait is a largely unknown region. It's understandable. It's a vast and remote area, located between the northern tip of Queensland's Cape York and Papua New Guinea. There are more than 270 islands, and only 17 of them are inhabited, home to about 6,000 people. About 40,000 islanders live on the Australian mainland, and this weekend many of them will converge on Brisbane for a celebration of Torres Strait Island culture and history. Cathy Van Extel has had a sneak preview.
The culture and history of Torres Strait Islanders is often confused with that of Aboriginal Australians, but the nation's second Indigenous population has a distinct culture with ties to Melanesia, Papua New Guinea and Aboriginal Australia. That's all being showcased in a unique joint celebration of the Torres Strait by Queensland's major art organisations.
There will be quite a lot of performances. We're bringing a lot of dancers down from the Torres Strait, and I think for Torres Strait culture itself, performance and food is a large part of the heritage, and so we're actually having a large ground ovens being put in as well for the weekend, so it's really exciting.
The celebration officially kicks off on the weekend. An event spokesman, Tom Mosby, says for many local and visiting Torres Strait Islanders, it'll be a reunion of significance. Friday is the 140th anniversary of the Coming of the Light, an annual holiday in Torres Strait to mark the arrival of the London Missionary Society and the introduction of Christianity. Tom Mosby is the Executive Manager of Indigenous Research and Projects at the State Library of Queensland, which is hosting one of the three major Torres Strait cultural exhibitions.
The Gallery of Modern Art is showcasing contemporary Torres Strait art. Here at the library, we're showcasing our collections from the Margaret Laurie material, which includes these fantastic watercolours that were produced in the 1960s from Torres Strait Islander artists to illustrate a book. We're also showcasing photographs from our collection in a digital installation. The museum is showing historical material, including this fantastic material from Cambridge University in the UK, and then QPAC, they're launching the Bangarra season to coincide with all this.
Tom Mosby's a Torres Strait Islander who calls Yam Island home. High on his must-see list, a collection of 19th century ceremonial masks and objects on loan from Cambridge University for the Queensland Museum's Awakening exhibition.
I think they're the wealth of Torres Strait material culture, because in the 19th century, Torres Strait Islanders were working with turtle shell especially, and they were fashioning these amazing masks. No other culture have actually produced something similar to this. And I think to see that as a record of our history is just amazing. There's a fantastic mask which is of a turtle shell face, but with also a turtle shell top hat, which I think is just the most amazing thing.
This is the beginning of Awakening, and the idea here is it's an arrangement of diaries, but it's to show a continuation of culture through one object from the past through to the present. So we start here with a diary from 1889, and it goes through to a diary that we acquired, which is from 2010.
What is a diary?
A diary is a headdress traditionally worn by warriors in warfare, but now also worn in dress, but also has its own individual stories, telling stories about the maker or the place in which it came from.
Torres Strait Islanders believe that objects are pervaded by the spirits of their ancestors and the natural world. It's one of the aspects of Islander culture that Imelda Miller has been keen to feature in the Queensland Museum's exhibition that she's curated. Imelda Miller's hoping the exhibition will not only raise awareness about Torres Strait life, culture and custom, but also raise questions about cultural objects held in foreign museums.
We've brought over about 20-odd objects from the Cambridge collection. A.C. Haddon was in Torres Strait for about 1889. He has stories from the past written in his diaries, but this is about reconnecting people with these collections that are scattered around the world.
Complementing the museum exhibition are workshops and live performances over the next fortnight by the Urab Dance Group from the small coral cay of Porriman or Coconut Island. Population 201. Tom Mosby's relative, Philemon Mosby, is Urab's tour manager.
It gives us the opportunity to preserve our traditional culture as well as to promote it, share it with the wider Australian community, and also to ensure that our stories are being passed down from one generation to another.
The celebration of Torres Strait history and culture comes at the start of the referendum debate about recognising Indigenous Australians in the Constitution. Tom Mosby believes the event will help broaden community understanding.
I think the great thing about this exhibition is that it actually acknowledges Torres Strait Islanders as a distinct culture here in Australia. I think people, especially with the Mabo decision that was handed down in the 90s, people tend to forget Eddie Mabo was a Torres Strait Islander. And that decision was very much because of the uniqueness of Torres Strait land rights and land ownership. People now tend to think of Mabo as an Aboriginal case, and I think this exhibition hopefully will refocus people in thinking about Torres Strait.
Tom Mosby is hoping the event will also draw attention to some of the challenges islanders face, including the effects of climate change. Philemon Mosby, who represents Coconut Island on the Torres Strait Regional Council, speaks firsthand about those effects.
There are several communities that are hugely affected by climate change where they have high water levels coming straight under their houses. Their houses had to be lifted. There's cases where you have a teeny dinghy running down the main street to the shop or to the local council office. It also affects traditional land where they have sacred sites, where there's a lot of cultural heritage stuff. Climate change has a huge impact on our culture because it affects areas where the practices are done, the ceremonies are carried out, where traditional gardening are happening.
Philemon Mosby says islanders are facing many other challenges.
We've got to ensure that there's things in place in all aspects of our social well-being, in our health, in our education, that are addressed to ensure that we're preserving it for a future generation. Otherwise, there won't be no future generation.
Philemon Mosby, the tour manager of Urab Dance Group from Torres Strait and councillor for the Torres Strait Regional Council, ending that report from Cathy Van Extel in Brisbane. And the exhibition, the Torres Strait Islands Celebration, will run until October. It's 10 to 7 on Breakfast.